You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Turn it up!
Oh,
turn it up, people!
Do you hear that? Hear that?
Dominant, dominant performance. What is everybody? Welcome to the Winner's Lounge. I'm telling you, fellas.
Bring that shit.
Let's go. Who's my
team? More cowbell.
Nuggets. Man, I know who had some drinks tonight. 119-103. Impressive win, man. Statement win. We were talking about statement week. Nuggets get a statement win. Jokic might be too good for the Warriors, you guys. I don't know how you guys feel, but that's what I hear.
The association.
The association, 100% correct. To help me talk about this one, Brendan Vogt.
Man, what a championship game. What a defending championship close to first the half and then the third quarter. And then, man, these guys, here's the
keep
thing.
Keep going.
One of those teams was just clearly better than the other team.
Very true.
And it was the team that we do a show about.
I would have a hard time hearing another argument. Over here, Harrison Wind.
Can we stop panicking about the Denver Nuggets?
No.
Can we officially put an end to the panic about the Denver Nuggets? I feel like we might have done that tonight.
Yeah, it's a lock they're going to win?
I mean, some people were panicking.
That is
when
true.
They there lost was three there was, straight without two starters heading into the All-Star breakout.
There was an article I recall said that they will not win the title this year. Went on a very sturdy limb.
Right, well,
over there, we got superstar Dev.
Man, the Nuggets rewarded us.
They really
rewarded
did.
Us. They yeah. reminded us of how good they are, and that was an incredible game. That felt just like the playoffs here at the bar.
It did, man. Great night at the bar.
It was a great night at the bar.
The vibes were great. I'm telling you, people, first of all, 5 o'clock on a Sunday, the perfect time for a game. Everybody yeah. happened to agree with me because the bar was popping. It was packed. Great vibes. And when they came back in that second quarter, man, it was fun. Let's do a fast breakdown so we can get to takeaways.
Shout out Steve Kerr.
shout out Steve Kerr.
He was awfully quiet tonight.
Man, you guys remember, this is an example where the first note did not tell the story. Jamal Murray looks like he can't move. It was true. To start this game, he was waddling around out there. It did not look good. And then MPJ making so many mistakes, leading to Clay threes. He had a really, really, really bad first stint, MPJ did. I mean, Murray did as well. But MPJ, a lot of mental errors, and Clay Thompson is going. This was a physical game. You always forget what it's like to play against Draymond. You're like, Draymond's too small for Jokic. And then you remember that he's just allowed to wrestle the shit out of him. Jokic knows it too. You know what? Jokic didn't complain at all tonight, but he's getting like murdered out
well,
there.
No one has more practice scoring without a whistle than
it's true, man. It's true. And so Klay Thompson then was on fire. He had 16 points. I think what is it, 16 in the first quarter? I think he got up to 21.
It seemed like 60.
It was a lot. Second quarter, Klay continuing to cook. Warriors opened up a 16-point lead. Felt terrible. It was very quiet in this bar. But Murray came back into the game, and after waddling around, really exaggerating how much pain he was in. I don't doubt he was in pain.
Yeah.
He, whatever happened, he shook it off.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable in the game from that point on. And it started, the Nuggets comeback started with him. And then it was him and Jokic that just went. I'm telling you, that down 16 with not a lot of time to make it back, it was one of the grittiest performances from those two guys. And they tied at 61-61, and it was awesome. Third quarter, Jokic and Murray continuing to grind. Jokic has a triple-double again in the third quarter. They both got a little bit of gas. There was three straight possessions for the Nuggets. Nuggets were up like 11. Three straight horrible possessions. The Warriors cut it to 4. And then the Warriors tied it up. Curry had a great third quarter. He really dragged them back into it. Jokic and Murray, 31 minutes for Jokic in the third quarter. Nuggets up 91-87. Will fatigue be a factor? Zeke Nagy and Aaron Gordon to start the fourth. Michael Porter, Reggie Jackson, Murray are flanking him. Nagy. And Zeke is playing big, fellas, playing big. And then, with a five-point lead and 8 minutes left, Yoke's coming back in. For Zeke, nope. For AG, we're going to go with Zeke at the four next
and
to D-Y Yoke.
And D-Y missed it.
And I'm telling you, it worked swimmingly. It was really where the Nuggets opened up a big lead. Yep. KCP's transition three gave him a lead up 10. You know, Zeke had a chase down block. Then Christian Brown had a three and a block on Kuminga in the post. And then in the clutch, peanut butter jelly time, and in particular, Jokic, who I think had 9 points or something like that in the fourth quarter. Maybe it was 7 points. But they were all of the too small Draymond variety. Dominated that fourth quarter and left no doubt. All right, Dev, what's your big takeaway? Red Hawk Roofing. Big takeaway.
There it is.
There it is.
My Red Hawk Roofing big takeaway is the Nuggets are a very good playoff team.
Yeah.
But when Jamal Murray is like that, that is a championship caliber team when he is playing the way that he played tonight. 27 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds, and a block.
Mm.
He came back and he went after it. Like that was a championship caliber win against a really good team. And he really is the separator, like, for them going back-to-back in this one. That was an incredible game by 27.
No question about it, man. There's a lot of takeaways. We're going to have – this show is going to be no struggle to talk about this game. But to me, that's it. The whole Nuggets season, everything about them comes down to, is Jamal Murray that dude? And he always is in the playoffs, but he never – tonight, he was that dude, and they smacked him. Wind?
Jamal Murray did play well tonight, but that wasn't the top story for me. I mean, the top story tonight was Nikola Jokic went for 32 points, 16 rebounds, 16 assists. His third straight triple-double in 3 games after the All-Star break. His third straight triple-double that he's gotten in the third quarter. All three of these have been in less than 3 quarters. And, man, something that Nikola Jokic always possesses is he knows when he needs to turn it on. And he came out of the All-Star break with the Nuggets on a 3-game losing streak and said, all right, we're done with that. We're going to get back to playing Nuggets basketball, and we're going to get back to being the championship team that we know we are. And Denver's won 3 in a row, 3 wins, 3 convincing wins. And Nikola Jokic has looked like the greatest player in the history of basketball in all three.
I mean, not an exaggeration.
It was the offense tonight for me, but it was also the defense.
4 steals.
We did not hear one peep about the Warriors putting Nikola Jokic in the pick and roll tonight.
No.
We did not hear one word about it. What happened? Well, instead, Nikola Jokic had 4 steals, defended the passing lanes perfectly, broke up so many of those Draymond Green 2-on-1s in the paint, and Denver held the Warriors to 103 points. It was another masterful game from Nikola Jokic, a third straight game where, like I said, he's looked like the best player in the history of the game. And it's just another reminder of, like, this guy can just sense the moment like few can and can turn it on like few ever have been able to.
Yeah, I said in the pregame that we got the sense from their practice comments coming out of the break that maybe they had identified this as the stretch to really, really put the pedal to the metal, hit a playoff gear. And it starts with Jokic. I couldn't agree more with Wind. He's in playoff mode right now. You hear the myth building of the, you know, the Michael Jordans and the stretches of the season where they just said, enough, we're winning now. I have decided that. That is what Jokic has done in these last 3 games with a fair amount of help as well. But there, he's playing at a June level right now, a finals level right now. And I don't think that that is just happenstance. I think that there was a concerted effort and decision by the entire roster, but it starts with their best player to say, we turn it on now. And maybe it's narrative week to us, whatever they called it. They wanted to turn it on now, and they've done that. And it starts with Jokic, who has looked as good through 3 games as we've ever seen him. And we're saying that about a guy who's already one of the best players who've ever played.
But it's the way he dominated.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 50-point game, made a bunch of shots, this or that. This was a hard hat, lunch pail kind of performance from him tonight. Nothing about it was easy.
Yep.
I love that he knew this was a Tony Brothers game. This was a Masa Dogger game. This was a
Draymond Green game.
A Draymond Green game. It was like, okay, we're stacking the deck in all the things that if it weren't a serious game, Yoke might allow to get to him right. and be bothered by. But right. instead it was like, you know what? I'm going to have to go out there, get beat the F up, and just keep going to the rim and keep going to the basket. And he was so calm, cool, and collected. You guys saw Draymond's when Draymond was talking about how he's on the all-tough team, right? Yoke was on the all-tough. He's the starting center. And then he said, that dude, you can do – like Draymond's aware, you guys. He's like, you could do so much stuff to him, and he's just not bothered by it. Like, he just – Draymond knows what he's doing. And that tonight, Yoke played that way where he's like, Draymond's going to try to do every little thing in the book. He's going to try to get physical. He's going to get away with it. And I'm just going to go. And the one time that actually – there's something cool about – at the end of the game – Draymond tried to flop like Yoke had thrown him off, and then he got so mad that he hard fouled Yoke and then picked
him up. He wrapped
him
up and then kind of pushed him and then started mouthing off to the refs again.
Yeah. And started going, and you could tell it really pissed Yoke off. Yeah. And he handled it so well because it was like rage, and it was like, you know what? This is you having a meltdown because I just put up 32, 16, and 16 on you. Actually, good job, me.
And I'm not letting you back into the game with a technical because I don't need that shit.
Nor am I letting you the like when Draymond says, compliments Yoke by saying, you can't get to him. That's a compliment. And in that moment, Yoke has to know, like, oh, yeah, this, you know what pisses Draymond off? This is not bothering me.
Right.
I'm going to go make two free throws.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's when Jokic is at his best, when he's not arguing with the refs. He's like, I'm going to go at you because you decided to have a tantrum. You wanted to foul me. Now I'm going to score on you for the next few possessions. I've already destroyed you all night, but I'm going to make your night a living hell after you did that to me. He didn't even respond back to Draymond.
Yeah, he just turned and walked the
other direction. There was no reaction. I'm going to just come and destroy him in the next few plays. My team is going to feed me, and we're going to just keep scoring on you. And that's against Draymond. That's not just, you know, any defense. And we've seen him embarrass so many other centers. But Draymond is like a historical defender who's giving him the utmost respect. And there's nothing that he can do. Draymond is full of gimmicks.
Yep.
Draymond is full of tricks. Draymond is full of all these type of physicality. None of those things worked in this game. What do you do when none of your moves work?
Yeah.
You just kind of
concede
defeat. You concede defeat, and that's what he did in this game.
And I'm going to give Draymond this because I am actually a rare example of a person that loves Draymond. Like, I don't like his antics. I don't like all the stuff that comes with him. But I honestly think he's...
I don't like his podcast.
I don't like his podcast. I agree with his assessment that I think it is fair to question whether or not he's the greatest defender of all time because I think he's that good of a defender.
In the convo.
In the conversation.
Sure.
But... And I do think that he actually impacted Jokic tonight. The point is, it didn't impact him nearly enough. And it didn't. Usually when Draymond, like, Jokic shot that air ball three. Perfect defense from Draymond. Perfect defense. Jokic doesn't care. A lot of guys, it's like, oh, man, that was great. Dude, he's got me, and now I got to press. Jokic just plays, man. And at the end of the day, you look at it, and you're like, above 50% shooting, 32-point triple-double, 32, 16, 60, a monster triple-double, plus 20, by the way.
Jokic learned how to handle this matchup in that playoff series.
Man. He really did. And he really
I'm
did.
I'm telling you, I'll forever on this hill, and it starts with Jokic. But the way that the organization actually did not wave the white flag on those 2 years matters so much, and particularly for two reasons. One, in those series where they struggled, I think Aaron Gordon came out of it a better player, but so did Jokic, one of the all-time greats, who learned what those tricks are, learned when the whistles aren't coming, learned what to react to, not to. And by the end of that series, we felt like, man, if this goes another four games, I think Yoke's got it. And now what is it? Is it 6-7 wins in a row against the Warriors? And it's something's been figured out.
Well, I agree with you. That's a great assessment, though. That was a suffering he went through to learn a lesson.
Come out on the other side.
And Draymond's tricks work on 90% of the players that he might defend, but they don't work on Nikola Jokic anymore. Because Draymond did try to be really physical with him. He did try to, like, bully him a little bit inside, like he does to a lot of guys. And, you know, Yoke still only shot 4 free throws in this game somehow. I don't know how, but somehow he only shot 4 free throws. But Yoke is just able to rise above that now. He's able to rise above that and just be like, yeah, man, like, you can do your thing, Draymond, but I'm still going to drop 32 on you at the end of the day.
Yeah, this is a big-time performance. And what do we make now? So he was 1 assist shy of 15 last game. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm almost bummed by it now. Classic.
He was 1 assist away from 3 straight 15-15-15 games. The
first player ever to do 14-14 3 straight games.
I know, it's not as fun as 15-15-15.
Maybe he just starts it up right now.
I mean, triple-double streak. I mean, to be fair, he did get 16 assists today, so he's averaging 15.
Right, you know.
So he's averaging it, but unbelievable from him. Look, two of those games weren't good. This one was, you know, a good team, but
I mean, the Warriors, they're like in the play-in tournament right now, but
they're good.
They have been playing like one of the better teams in the league last couple weeks.
Yeah,
that's why, man. Draymond had said on his podcast how confident he is in this team right now. And it's actually not something he says every year. In another podcast appearance, I think with Jeff Teague, he also said that the team that won in 2022, in his mind, wasn't a championship team. And after every series, he and Steph were walking through the hallway thinking, how the hell did we just win that one? That's not how Draymond feels about this team. He said out loud, they're confident they can beat anyone. Yep. And they've been on a roll. And that's why I called this a defending champs performance. Because they were on a roll, and they came in here, and then Klay got hot. Or they entered tonight, and Klay gets hot, and Denver just says, look, man, you guys wanted a measuring stick game? We've got one for you. You're not close. There's levels to this.
Yoke's tough as nails, man. He really is. It's one of his own. There's so many underrated qualities with Yoke. People think it's like scoring and passing, and it's so many other things that he does. But one of them is that toughness. There's not many guys like him. But one that is like him, not all the time, but some of the time, is Jamal Murray.
Yep.
Tonight was such a tough Jamal Murray game, and we're going to talk about that one on the other side. Stay tuned.
Guys, Breckenridge Brewery, we love our guys over at Breck Brew. If you don't know where to get Breck Brew, check out their beer locator online, breckbrew.com. You just type in your zip code, shows you exactly where to get it. And also, we've always got Breck Brew here at the DNVR bar, on tap, in cans, like whatever you want, we got here. You can find Breck Brew at your local grocery store, your local liquor store. Wherever they sell alcohol. Beer of the month is the Avalanche Ale. Get it while it's hot here at the bar. Also, wherever they sell Breck Brew. Breckbrew.com, that's where their beer locator is. You can type in your zip code and find Breckenridge Brewery no matter where you are.
And our friends at Premier Members Credit Union want you to know that, yes, there are a lot of financial institutions out there, but there's one that you should remember. And it's them, Premier Members Credit Union. They're not a bank, which means they do things differently, like putting their members first with higher savings interest and lower loan rates. It's an organization that serves the community, the Colorado community. And with PMCU, you get local branches, friendly tellers, and the tools you need to save smarter, like their new high-yield savings account or earn 5% APY on your first $2,000 with their reverse tier money market. And when you become a member at PMCU, you'll get $200. That's tight. You just have to open a checking account and sign up for e-statements. It's that easy. This will be your best money move yet. Head to becomepremier.com to find out more.
And we are back. Jamal Murray, not a great start for him. I was actually really bothered by the opening bit. And look, I know shin splints, he's clearly dealing with them. We should talk about that here in a second. He got himself together in that second quarter and was unbelievable. And it was gritty. Like, the Nuggets came out and played this one. I don't like the energy they actually started this game with. There were defensive breakdowns. Yeah. They were on their heels. And they fell down by 16 points. And it kind of felt like, man, Nuggets, come on.
Yep.
And then Murray and Yoke reminded you about how much of it is them. It's not that the other guys are not important. Aaron Gordon, KCP, those guys are so important. Even the bench guys, they're so important. But you're reminded that like 90% of the battle is Jokic and Murray and the way they play off of each other. Because when they needed it and down 16 points, those guys just went to the bread and butter, peanut butter and jelly, and they got it done. I was so impressed with Jamal tonight.
Yeah, that was an impressive night. And you just think about how the night started. They were down big in this game, and he's coming off of a game that he had to sit, an injury, on his birthday. So it's like, it's real. Coming to this game, not making shots, kind of getting lit up by Klay Thompson. He decides to hit the switch, turn it on. Also, in the second half, Klay Thompson did not score after having a monster first half. Like, he turned it on both ends of the floor and then just led the charge. And that really is the difference when it comes to Jamal. It's like he can also put you over that edge. This was an incredible game from him and Jokic, but it just reminds you so much of like what they look like when they're at their best, what we're going to see in the playoffs. This was that type of performance. And he's just so gritty. Like, this is just I'm going to be better than you. It doesn't matter how it starts. I'm going to finish it. And this was a finisher.
Yeah.
Man, this was a wild game from Jamal because – I'm with you. I did not think he looked good at all.
He didn't
start this game. And I'll even say I don't think he looked great just physically for this entire game. But the thing about Jamal Murray's game is he's got that old school game where if he just gets to a spot on the floor and gets a little bit of separation, he can rise up and hit that shot. And he was able to do that tonight. So, like, in the back of my mind, I actually am a little worried about just him physically and
sure
where his legs are at and how much rest the Nuggets are going to need to give him down the stretch. But this was a reminder that even when he's banged up, even when he's not 100%, as we've seen Jamal Murray do over the course of his Nuggets career, he can still rise up and have games like he did tonight when, you know, he's not feeling his best. So I'm going to be monitoring it for sure, because, like, we were watching this game together, and he did not look great. Like, he did not look like he's feeling close to 100%. But when the lights are bright and, like, when the Nuggets need him, he can come through, you know, even if he's not at his peak levels.
I love the way you phrased what it is that's good about him. Is it's not always, you know, he gets wide open or he gets this or that. It's the shots that you need, even though they're really tough, he's just really good at getting to them and making them.
The tough playoff level yep. shots. He can get to those any day of the week, no matter how he's feeling physically.
And that's what they needed tonight, especially yep. when they're in the red. Like, once they got things going, especially down the stretch, they opened this game up in the clutch. You know, it was lob, alley-oops and stuff. Aaron Gordon got to cock a lot, you know, one back and dunk it. They got that eventually, but when they were in a hole, they needed to go to that. And he just had it, man. On demand, was able to dial it up. I'm so impressed with him tonight. And it really was, to me, Bo, it was the most important thing, because I said coming into it, the most important thing for me is, can we get a consistent stretch of Jamal yeah. doing that? Because if we do, even if we don't get it for the next, like, 15 games that follow that, I don't care. If we can get 6 games of it, I'll be like, all right, that's the playoff Nuggets. It's there. Let's get to the postseason.
I mean, you guys both use the word reminder, and I love it. Yeah. You know what? I would call it a reminder game from yeah. Jamal Murray. And I said after last postseason, I told myself, I'm going to stop taking Jamal Murray for granted. I'm going to stop over-wringing my hands on the little things, knowing what the bottom line is. And then I did it again.
Yeah.
You know, he came in a little out of shape, maybe got hurt, has definitely not been the year of Jamal.
You're going to criticize that. The idea of, like, not well, talking
a,
about it.
There's a middle ground, right? There's a lot of fair criticism, but there's, I actually do think at times I almost lost sight of the bottom line. And it's that he is this good when they need him to be. And when he is this good alongside Jokic, you're not going to beat this team. Four times. Good luck.
Yeah.
And so it was awesome. I am worried about the way he feels physically. He did not look great to me, but at the same time, that's what you love about Jamal, is terrible first stint, hobbling out there, and then he just digs deep, and he goes, yeah. oh, this is a big-time game. A lot yep. of big-time players have it. I better find it, and he did.
Yeah. Aaron Gordon, I was having a discussion with some other, like, NBA media people, not, like national media people, and they were asking me.
Popular.
Yeah. Congrats, bro.
Look at you.
See, I went out of my way to not name drop, but I had to say I was talking to writer. I was talking to other writers.
You can name drop.
I'm not trying to name drop over here. But you will see the podcast drop this week. Anyway, I was talking to him about the best player, and somebody, they were doing like a ranking, and they were yeah. like, where do you think MPJ ranks, you know, as the team's third best player? And I was just like, guys, he's a great player, but it's Gordon. Everything they do is Jokic, Murray with a side of Gordon, and then two wings. And tonight, AG, do you guys remember AG used to really, but Draymond had his number. Aaron Gordon has conquered that. It's a nice little battle that I just feel, we were talking about Jokic conquered Draymond. Aaron Gordon also conquered him. And tonight, he was just also dominant in his role. 17 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, plus 21, game high. That's everything, Dev.
Dude, if that doesn't tell you what type of defender Draymond Green is, then I don't know what does. He has really evolved. Like, he's changed the Nuggets players. Jokic woke up against them. Aaron yeah. Gordon has, yeah. like, changed his game against them.
He AG like, was really, like, I need to become a smarter player.
I'm going
to
become
series.
A smarter player because of this and how they yeah. defended me. And really, like, if you look at it, like, that won them a championship is the way that he evolved and the right. way that they got right. better in those type of ways. It tells you a lot about him. But Aaron Gordon is like, okay, this is the matchup that you really get scared of if they're going to allow him to shoot. They did allow him to shoot. He didn't settle. He took a couple of shots that you're like, okay, you know, let's get in. Let's go find different ways to get involved. Let's try to, you know, score in different ways. And he did that. He goes and scores 17 points in the game. He misses his three-pointers, but he's right. Like, okay, I'm going to do it in different ways. I'm going to get closer. I'm going to come off of different actions to, like, yeah. keep myself involved. And he could have got bored in this game, but he's like, no, I'm going to have to, step my game up a bit. And he was excellent in this game. This was another big game from Aaron Gordon.
Also, when 10 out of 10 punctuation. You always love when there's a punctuation on the game.
Right.
The lob to Aaron Gordon, and he catches it, like, here, and go instead of just, like, dunking it the easy way, he pulls it back and yeah. gives the full one like that. And there was 0.2 seconds on the clock when he did that because they called a timeout afterwards. Perfect. That's such a – they were going to win either way, but that was the perfect call a timeout and get these dudes off the court.
Yeah. Well, there was that stretch – in like the beginning of the fourth quarter tonight when Zeke Nagy was in the game, Jamal Murray was in there, I think MPJ was in there, and then AG was in there as well. And it was a pivotal moment of the game, and Aaron Gordon just started going to work inside. Like, he had a couple tough buckets in the paint. He, like, backed down Dario Saric on one, I remember. And if you're thinking about a Nuggets-Warriors matchup, Golden State cannot guard Denver in the paint. They have no answer for Denver's size. And it felt like in that moment, beginning of the fourth quarter with Nikola Jokic on the bench, AG realized that and was like, all right, I'm just going to go to the rim here. I'm just going to go to the rim, play bully ball, back this. Dario Saric down, and just impose my will in the game right here. And it was a huge momentum shift, I felt like, in that couple-minute stretch.
100%. Let's come back to that specific take. Because I think we're going to talk about it. Are the Nuggets a great matchup for the War? Terrible matchup for the Warriors.
Yeah.
We'll get to that here in a second. Real quickly though, I want to just round out the starters here. KCP, 13 points, 5 of 9, doesn't really pop. 3 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 steal. But you know who we didn't talk about a lot tonight?
Steph Curry.
For like the third or fourth time that the last couple times they played him, we haven't mentioned him. Steph Curry. I don't want to like tempt fate and say that he stops Steph Curry because nobody, the player's that good, nobody really stops him. But you know what? Several times in a row, he has. I'll give him that.
There's something to it, and I think it's that KCP's arguably best skill as an NBA player is chasing guys around screens without fouling.
Yep.
It might be his best skill, and it's why at his best he matches up really well with Dame and Steph because that's so much of it, and I think Steph... He's such a talented player, and so many talented players you think of one-on-one, and then breaking you down. With Steph, it's relocating, and it's chasing him around that gauntlet of screens and knowing that he's never out of a play.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could hand-pick a better two-guard to handle that dynamic than KCP. He at least is Denver's best option at it, and it's changed the way that Denver looks in these matchups. Since some of the early iterations that I thought maybe could have won a title... Right, with all their luck and at their best. But with KCP, you feel so much better about the different ways it can happen because they can guard these guys now, and they could not for the years prior.
And that, yeah.
I also think Klay Thompson went off in the first half. I also think it threw the Warriors off their offensive rhythm.
I love this
a little bit.
Love it.
Because, like, Klay Thompson had a great half tonight, but like the Warriors aren't beating the Nuggets if Steph Curry has a bad night. And it felt like Steph Curry didn't touch the ball for the first half because they were just pounding Klay like every chance they got. So I feel like that might have actually backfired for them in the end.
This is a horrible – are we on the matchup still?
No, we're going to go to the matchup in the next segment. We're talking about Steph.
This is one of the best defenders in the NBA when it comes to guarding a Steph.
KCP, incredible.
I mean, because it's team ball, and he really just stays in front of him the entire time, runs him off of all type of screens. And also, Steph is the best when he's going through 10, 6 screens. Like, he's going through so many screens. Who's the best screen chaser? KCP gets through every single one and just makes it extremely difficult where Steph is like, okay, he's still right there. Like, set a better screen. And he just makes them work the entire time. And then back to Harrison's point, when Klay got going, that's part of the game. That's okay for him to get going as long as it's not Steph. As long as it's not someone else that's going to you know, that could end you. So, like, this was another game that KCP, and he's been putting them together every single time against Steph, where he just makes his night hell the entire time.
Nuggets beat the Warriors 4 out of 4 times this season.
A sweep.
Steph shot 6 of 19 tonight, 1 of 10 from 3. He's also shot 11 of 23 against Denver, just under 50%, and then 7 of 21 and 6 of 17. I gotta wager that KCP is the best Steph defender in the league right now.
He might be. He might be. All right, let's take a break on the other side. The other interesting thing that happened tonight that I'm so curious about, Zeke Nnaji finally not just played well, fourth game in a row now playing well, but finally played well at power forward. Let's talk about that on the other side.
Guys, if you're looking for something to do in Denver, check out Infinity Park. It's where the American Raptors play, Colorado's only professional rugby team. They play at Infinity Park. You can catch their games on ESPN Plus as well. Infinity Park, located in Cherry Creek. I was actually just by there today at somewhere else, not Infinity Park, but it's right there. Great location. If you're looking for something to do with the fam on a weekend, check out the American Raptors. They play there. And also, we're hosting a watch party for them March 1st, 3 p.m. Giveaways, VIP ticket raffle, so many more things going on. But you can witness all the fast-paced, hard-hitting rugby action live at Infinity Park in Glendale or Cherry Creek, same thing, when the Raptors embark on a 6-game homestand starting March 17th. That's when their season starts. Tickets are $10. Bring your friends and family. Infinity Park. Spend your Sundays at Rugby Town, USA. AmericanRaptors.com for more information.
We've let you know how to best enjoy Denver if you're ever in the area. And here's how to best enjoy Las Vegas. And I'm thinking at some point in your life, hopefully, you're in the area. And when you are, you got to stay at Circa Resort and Casino. It's Vegas's first ever adults-only casino resort. Does that sound a little funky to you? Think about it for 2 more seconds. They card at the door. So first of all, no kids, which, respect to all the parents, the single last thing I want to see in Vegas. Like, dear Lord. And then secondly, once you get in there, the lines are shorter. The bartender's not asking for your ID. They've already seen your ID. You're not in there unless you're 21. Once you're in there, you have access to the world's largest sports book. It's a 3-story stadium style deal, tons of VIP seating. They've got a sweet casino. They've got Stadium Swim, one of my personal favorite places to watch my bets play out. And you can also bet with Circus Sports Colorado. Download the app at circusports.com. Circus Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. You have to be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circus Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org.
Zeke Nnaji, tenacious Zeke tonight once again. 6 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. He's never going to have a crazy stat line. You know what? Like, we're never going to be looking at the stat line and saying it. 12 minutes, a -2, but again, survive that. He played well tonight, and more importantly, they gave him a chance to play alongside Jokic in that fourth quarter, and he looked very good doing it, as almost everybody does. The Zeke Renaissance, man, is the top story, I would say, coming out of the break right now. Is it not the top story?
It's like Jokic is the best player to ever play basketball.
Jokic is like a god.
And then second is the Zeke Nnaji Renaissance.
Jamal just looked great. MPJ at 34 and 12. Somewhere in there.
But you're right. It's like the fifth best story. But it is a really important story. I mean,
it might be right under Jokic as the best player ever.
Well, really, it's just like so pivotal because, I mean, I'm glad that you talked about, like, you're not going to see these monster numbers or anything like that, but what it means to the Nuggets to be able to put a guy out there for 12 minutes. He was still a -2 in the game, did not score a bunch, did not rebound a bunch, but that's what's okay. You could go with him being -2 because that means that you're pretty even when Jokic is not out there. It also puts it where Aaron Gordon doesn't have to play backup center for the entire time, so if you could buy some of those minutes. But we got to see a new look today. We got to see Zeke at the four, which we've all been asking for
a new old look.
We've seen him be successful at that position. Like, it was like just looking back in the past. Like, yeah, this is where he's best at. But also, we've been able to see him at backup center. So it's just putting good games in a row together because of how the offense looks, how the defense looks. You're able to put him in a spot where he could defend every single, you know, player on the court, and that opens things up for Denver. He's also able to space the floor, and that opens things up for Denver. So you just want him to continue to put together these type of runs because it gives Jokic time not on the court, and that's amazing right now.
Yeah. Right. That's the most valuable thing it does. It allows Jokic to get an extra minute or two of rest.
But you know what? You're right in the context of this season, absolutely. But there is another – Zeke's under contract, man, right? And unless he find a trade you like, he's not going anywhere. So in the context of this season, you're absolutely right, Wynn. That's the value. But there is value long-term, right? Is Zeke a dead asset or no? And you hope the answer is no.
Yeah.
And there is something to build off. Four games in a row now. And I think, by the way, this is the fourth game in a row. This is going to sound like a silly note. It's important to me. Fourth game in a row that I think Zeke has dunked the ball.
That's not dumb. That's meaningful.
Dude, dunk the ball. You're 6'11".
He dunked, but also didn't dunk one.
He had one. And that's why it's meaningful.
That's why it's meaningful.
Because he had one. Yeah, he grabs a rebound. Nice rebound. Dribbles around to us.
You're like, he's also sneaky good at drawing fouls sometimes. So I just, my biggest advice to Zeke, who has not asked me for any advice, dunk the ball every time. Just try to dunk it every time. But in all seriousness, I think there's something, there's a way he's playing right now. I think it's confidence. First time all year he's had it.
Well, he's bringing energy too. He had three rebounds tonight. They were all on the offensive end of the floor. Yeah. He had one block tonight as well. He's running the floor really well. Like when Zeke's out there, compared to when DeAndre Jordan's out there, you can play at a much faster pace. Right. Like you can get up and down the floor a lot faster too. And yes, man, his renaissance is so important because I don't want to see Aaron Gordon play backup center again this season.
He played it tonight. Well, I guess you're right. When he's playing alongside Zeke, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, but like the larger point is I don't want him playing those taxing minutes. Denver did not play him at backup center at all in the regular season last year.
Right.
Yeah. They saved it for the playoffs. This year, they've had to go to it a bunch.
Right.
But in an ideal world, you know, you're not playing him there at all. You're saving it for the playoffs. And I'm loving this renaissance from Zeke.
So I've been talking about this a lot lately. I don't think it's a coincidence that he's playing well coming out of a break in which Michael Malone went out of his way to pump him up. I think your coach having your back is just so important. It's so important, especially for a guy like Zeke, a guy who hasn't proven it in the league, even though he got his bag, a guy that hasn't proven it and wants the comp. Like, you need someone to have confidence in you in life. But really, as a player, it's so important. And I think that there's something to Michael Malone finally having his back, finally putting him in position to be a power forward instead. And here he is performing well.
And I think to that end, and he's not going to get to play power forward every night, probably, depending on how things shake out. But whether it's four or five, I think they should stick with him.
Yeah.
I think there's confidence building. And I just think
you're right. You're right. A yank would.
What's the point?
Because
DeAndre might come in and play well, but then his next two games will be bad. Right. So it's not that I suddenly think Zeke is good, but there's confidence for the first time all season. And I think there's probably more value in just sticking with him at this point.
I think he's probably also a little more sensitive than most players to that exact thing. So, you know, but he's playing well and it's a great story and I love to see it. Another guy that I think is having a little bit of a mini renaissance right now, Christian Brown.
Yep.
Is Browntown back?
We're back in Browntown.
Are the gates of Browntown open again?
I think they might be. 7 points, three rebounds, one steal, one block. The one steal, one block. And the play of the game, man. I put it in the notes. When he hit the three, and then on the very next possession, Kuminga, who's a big guy, he's like Aaron Gordon size, posts him up, and first of all, he doesn't give any ground. He doesn't get back down. And then Kuminga tries to spin on him, and he blocks it. And what's he do right afterwards?
The flex.
What have we been begging for, Dev?
Begging for him to just start trash talking.
Yeah.
That's want him as to close flex. As
you get. Find the dog in you.
That was, he had dog in him tonight, man, and he's had it. And so another renaissance here, the Christian Brown renaissance.
Yeah, the thing is, after that, did they go back after Christian Brown? No, they decide, okay, we're not going to be able to go at him.
We're not going into
Brown
anymore.
He's been having some good
like
defensive ISO type defense.
Right.
Where it's like, we're going to try to go after the young guy and see if he gives it up. And he hasn't been lately. He has the block. He has the steal. He's been holding his ground. He's been locked in the entire time, and it's earned him more minutes. He plays just under 20 minutes in this game, and this is a guy that hasn't been playing much minutes, hasn't been part of the rotation, but he's putting it together right now. As long as his defense stays at that type of level, like the intensity, that's what you need off of your bench. He's going to earn those type of minutes, and you need that second unit to get themselves going. And we've been saying a new name every single night. We have Zeke. We have Peyton Watson. Right. Christian Brown has been playing well. That's the bench unit. Reggie Jackson has his moments. But if you could get good quality play out of the bench unit, the sky's the limit for this team. So it's great to see Christian Brown have another good game.
Yes, it's close to like a perfect game from Christian Brown. He had a great finish at the rim tonight.
Yeah, oh, that was nice, man. That was tough.
On a play where, you know, we've seen him this season attack the rim a lot, and usually he's just trying to draw a foul.
Yep.
This one was a great finish from him.
Yep.
A little crafty, too. He hit the three, had some great defensive plays.
That three was big.
Zero turnovers, and like you said, Debbie played 20 minutes tonight. That was easily the most among, you know, the four guys that the Nuggets played with the second unit, Zeke, P-Watt, and Reggie and him. And, I mean, when you think about, like, the bench in the playoffs, I feel like there's going to be nights where every game there could be a new best player off the bench for the Nuggets. Yeah. One night it's going to be Christian Brown. Another night it might be Peyton Watson. Another night it might be Reggie Jackson. So, I mean, it's great to see Christian Brown playing, you know, at the level he was last season. And, like, I think over these last couple months of the regular season, he can even climb beyond that.
So it's great to see, man. Great to see from him. Vote. Do the Nuggets have an edge against the Warriors, like a meaningful edge? Is this a matchup that the Warriors should try everything in their power to avoid?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think Draymond would say that into a podcast, Mike, but I think if you said here's four teams and one of them's Denver, he's probably picking one of the other three. And part of it is that he has to guard Jokic, and as great as he is, that's a mismatch. That just is at this point. And I think Golden State has been feeling themselves in large part of what they've been able to unlock with a small ball, with Draymond back, and what Kuminga's provided them. But it's just, you need A-plus nights from Steph, I think, to keep up with what that allows Denver to do on the inside. And if you're not getting them, and they got one from Clay in the first half, and how quickly did that fade? I think AG's figured this one out. I think Yoke's figured this one out. I think Jamal is somewhat comfortable in this matchup. So, yeah, I mean, Golden State can get them, but you got to do it 4 out of 7 times. And I'm sure they have other teams they'd rather play than Denver.
I think it's underappreciated the point Wynn made about Saric, because Saric has been very good for them this year.
He's been a Nuggets killer.
He's been a Nuggets killer because they go to, like, regular traditional lineups. Aaron Gordon is just, like, better at everything Saric does. Saric is the C version of everything, you know, compared to AG. And AG going at him tonight and making him look like he was nobody was such a – I agree with you that I think there's a psychological thing there where you're like, oh, man, that's – all right, that's not an advantage. We were hoping that was an edge for us.
The Warriors also lost what, for basically 1 year and 1 year only, Wiggins was bringing. This real glue. They kind of have it in Kuminga now a little bit.
He had a big shot for them in the fourth. I thought, oh, here he comes. That was it.
But this real just, a lot of, honestly, the stuff we associate with AG in Denver. Just this real gritty winning, like, what a rebound. That was the right play at the right time. And Denver gets that from AG. And honestly, sometimes when they don't get it from AG, they get it from Mike. They find ways to get it. And Golden State, I think, one edge they had in that series was the way Wiggins was playing. And since then, I think the Nuggets have more of that winning stuff from their role players, and the Warriors probably have less.
Yeah. Well, in a Nuggets-Warriors matchup, Christian Brown and Peyton Watson are going to be huge, because the Warriors play a style that's tough for certain guys to defend. And Michael Porter Jr. tonight had a really tough time defending all their movement, split actions. I mean, we didn't spend any time on him. He had a really bad game tonight. But that means, like, if these two teams match up in the playoffs, Christian Brown and Peyton Watson are going to have to play minutes. Like, they're going to have to play big minutes, and they're going to have to be good defensively, because
both hit threes, too.
Denver will need their length. They'll need their defensive versatility in that matchup.
I think that this is a matchup that Golden State would do literally everything in their power.
So they're the sixth seed going into the last game. And if they lose, they have to go down to the play-in.
You don't do that. You don't drop to the play-in voluntarily.
Volt said something of he doesn't think that Draymond would ever say that in a pocket. I think he will. I think he will say that.
You say we don't want Denver?
We did everything to not play Denver because they kind of have us figured out. And that's why we had to. refuel or switch up. I think that
I don't think he'd believe it either. I think he believes it.
He's very honest about those type of things. And maybe it'll be retrospective. Like, once they lose, I think that's when it comes. But Denver really does have their number because Curry is, like, the engine. He's the one that gets them going. Denver has the Curry answer. No, he's going to have a good game every now and then, but KCP has shown that he has put together enough games in a row where he is making it tough on him to get himself going. And if he can't get going, who can? They overcame a punch of Klay Thompson having one of his best games of the season, and it meant nothing. They still did not have a chance. So it's like, who has to get going? You have to be flawless if you're the Warriors, and I just don't see them being able to do that later on in the season.
Yeah, I think that they do not want to play the Nuggets. I think this is a great matchup. But I will tell you that I do think that they probably, if we were on the other side of this, like, let's say Sacramento. Sacramento fans would look at this and say, Yoke's not good again. Sabonis cancels Yoke out. And we feel like, yeah, that's the regular season. In the playoffs, it's going to be different. I think the Warriors feel that way about Steph. Of like, look, man, that's cool what they did, but we're going to adjust in the playoffs, and yeah, Steph's going to be Steph. And honestly, probably true.
Probably it is.
But it's, you would rather not have to adjust so hard as which what they would not have to adjust so hard to other teams. And then when you put the Yoke factor, you put the Murray factor. I think Denver feels comfortable
to
there.
To that point, though, real quick, who is a bad matchup for Denver, in your opinion?
Potentially the Clippers. Potentially.
I just think of that they match up well with a lot of the teams.
Potentially the Timberwolves.
Yeah, potentially the Wolves.
They have the defenders.
I think they don't match up well with the Wolves, but they're just better than the Wolves. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that's part of why I like their chances still, is they match up well with a lot of these teams.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, let's get to some super chats, tie a bow on this one, and talk about how state. What's that? We don't have a break? Do we have to do the artificial break, Kale?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're good. We're back. Back on the other side. So, statement week. I will say this. Three games in, two duds, two Washington and Portland, whatever. But Denver was focused in those games. They played serious. Yoke's on a mission. To show up on this one, to get punched in the mouth big time, and then to respond, I really do think I can go ahead and say it. The Nuggets are focused. I don't know how long that focus lasts. I hope it lasts the whole year because I like watching basketball, and I don't want to have to, like, watch meaningless games. And I think, you know, we'll see if they do it. But right now, the Nuggets are locked in. They get 2 days off. They don't play again until Wednesday. Mm. So they get to rest up a little bit. I think we're going to see this Nuggets locked in like this for a while. That's my prediction. I think that they are going to have a rhythm they maintain.
I also think so. And I think it really has to do with chasing that one seed. I really think that that's real for them. Because they're close enough to get that done. And if you come out of this very tough statement stretch, that, like, sets you up to just be able to go into the playoffs and say, there's nobody that can play with us. We're going to, you know, go back to back. But you'll be just prepared for that, and then it gets a bit easier to close out the season. So I think there's going to be a push for that. So that means that there's good games in a row. There's motivation. There's confidence that you can build off of these type of games. So I think that this is a crucial stretch, and I think that's why it's circled.
Also, it's 3 games in 4 days, Wind. Underrated aspect of this.
Yeah, with a back-to-back in there. See, I don't think they're going to be pushing for the one seed.
I don't either.
I don't think that's a present goal of theirs. If they get the one seed, they'll be thrilled with it. They'll be happy with it. I think they want a top 3 seed mostly. I think this stretch is just about them realizing again, like, who they are, how they need to play, and the level they need to play at when the playoffs start. I expect them to go hard throughout this statement week, to go hard through these 6 games, and then, you know, ease off the gas the last month of the regular season again like they did last year. But like we talked about in the pregame show, if they have a good showing throughout these 6 games, and now they got one out of the way, they're 1-0. If they take care of business and go 4-2 over this stretch, they go 5-1 boom, you pretty much have locked up a top four seed at that point. Then you can really go into what I think is going to be their priority, you know, getting their starters rest down the stretch and making sure they're healthy going into the playoffs. So this is the most important stretch of the season, and they got off to a good start.
Yeah. You expect it to keep rolling?
I do. I mean, it's easy to say after three, one of these games upcoming, they'll, if not two, they'll stumble, they'll drop. But I don't, I think we're all seeing the same thing right now, that they didn't just get the gift the schedule makers gave them coming out of the break. They took advantage of it. And it was the way that they played those games that made us all feel good coming into tonight, and the way they closed tonight that I think should make us feel good going forward. Jokic has playoff mode, eye of the horse, the whole thing. He's got it all right
now. Eye of the horse.
So if it, just go working from that, I really do think that they want to build some habits right now. They also want to see a stretch of Nuggets basketball that makes them feel great. I think they're committed to it. I think we're going to see one.
Super producer Kale tells me we have 17 super chats. Let's get to work on them.
Cedric Exquisite, we are repeating. It's official.
It's official, baby.
There's
it's
never official. Been any panic from Cedric.
Never any panic.
Freddie, Adam and I both called a big Jokic Murray game tonight in the pregame show. Both of us harboring elite basketball knowledge.
Oh my gosh, look at our big brains.
All the Nuggets are good.
We're predicting a big Jokic Murray game. I love it.
Yeah, real hot take.
We're going out on limbs.
I think the
Nuggets'
two best players should show up, and they did. So good job. Gordon's back.
$70 Canadian.
Legend. This is the dynasty team we've been waiting all season to see.
My goodness,
I think there's something to that. I do think this is the first time everyone's
felt the juice. Sweet, like a championship. You know, it's everything we ever wanted.
Man, do you think Project Dynasty evolves into something else if they get back to back this year?
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. If yes, then it becomes the prophecy. Yeah. Stay tuned.
The boys, that's even good dad,
actual dynasty.
All the Nuggets kids are all right. Happy for P-Watt, CB, and especially Zeke. Great vibes in the bar.
Yeah, boys dad in the bar tonight.
First team all DNVR, man.
We had a lot of first teamers in the bar.
We did have a lot of first teamers, man.
I love seeing the boys dad, man. I'm like, what a treat every time. What a great guy. Chris Peters. I got a lot of DNVR merchandise, and I love it all. But the Maxi the Miner 2023 champ shirt might be my favorite shirt
ever. It's a classic.
It's an absolute classic, man. I've seen that today.
D-Line's got a lot of those. He's got a lot of those.
D-Line went in his bag, man.
Vladislav. Klay did nothing in the second half. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's kind of Klay, though, man. It, like, Klay is in this era right now for himself where he is still capable of being Klay. He still is.
Yeah.
This is not for very long.
He's shorter Mike, dude.
But also, like, the Nuggets defense was not great.
It was terrible.
Especially Mike.
But Klay also hit some ridiculous shots.
He sure
did. But no, I'm telling you, that's it. But it was. He got comfortable. His first, like, three, four shots were easy. And you give a shooter that, man, that's what happens.
But I also felt like you stay connected during this stretch. You're in business, right?
They were not connected, though. 16 points is kind of...
They came back at the end of the second.
They closed the
quarter.
Half just well enough.
Oh, they closed it.
Just well enough.
Perfect.
To get
it was tied. Yeah, I mean, that was perfect.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. They closed it perfect.
The first quarter
incredible.
Is what I'm thinking of, actually.
Oh, yeah. The first quarter. You're right.
Where they barely closed the gap again. Stairway to Serbia, beating Golden State in their house by double digits with special guest... Ref.
That's
Tony
true.
Tony Brothers.
That's true.
And Musa daughter. Dogger. Back-to-back script is coming along beautiful, boys.
Sure is.
You read the script.
Tony Brothers does have some affinity for Draymond Green, though.
He does.
Bro, it's wild how physical Draymond was with Yoke tonight.
It's the talking.
That's I was
it.
About to say, it's not the physicality only on the court. Once he gets a call, he gets to get in your face. He walks up on you.
For like 7 minutes.
He gets to keep talking. Yeah, like it's posturing.
No other player gets that get in the ref's face leash for sure.
I love Draymond, but it is wild watching. I don't even like to complain about it, but tonight was one of those ones
is
where
he just
like,
yelling compliments?
Yoke like, was so good at just not giving
he's,
a speech.
No, he's just recording a podcast mid-game.
Yoke was locked in tonight, man.
Tony K. Hoops losing to Golden State for a decade makes me appreciate these wins so damn much. 32-16-16 is absurd. Agreed. Good game, fellas. Y'all, like Jokic, are one of one.
Man, we're like Jokic. Man. That's all I heard.
That's all I heard.
That is all I heard.
What a compliment.
We're like Jokic.
It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Bashir, three games, Jokic's 82 points, 35
And 51.
35-51 from the field, 50 boards, 45 assists.
Yeah, that efficiency is nuts, you guys.
That's nuts. Actually stupid. They said that like this game, no one's ever done before.
I saw that, which is weird because it's not. I mean, it's a great stat.
You know, it's
line.
One of those things where it's like it has to be exact.
Oh, like a weird qualifier on there.
The force
on the road.
I mean, 32-16.
It is great, but I mean, people have done 32-16. No, maybe not.
But
maybe
that is 32-16-16 is also just one of those stat lines that just looks perfect.
So it does. It's perfect
16-16, and then 16+16,
and the four steals.
Also, like nobody's ever done it. Didn't Yoke just do it two times in a row?
Probably, yeah.
Like
almost.
Not with four steals.
Not with four steals. There you go. The defense, we didn't spend enough time on the point, but the defense from Yoke tonight, when the Nuggets get cooked, everyone's like, that's why you worry about him in playoffs. But nobody ever talks about these games, man.
When you can't get a pass by him.
Can't get a pass by him. So many deflections.
Bubbles, buzzer, beater, Jamal Murray played like Jordan McRae in the first.
I don't know why Jordan McRae re-entered our lives like this, but I'm with it, man.
It's this guy. It's every super
every single time, huh?
Jordan McRae.
Jared from FOCO, which level of hell makes you watch Nikola Jokic play your team for 60 minutes? It almost makes you feel bad for opposing fans. Almost.
I know, man.
It's one of those things that you're like, that guy is way better than I thought he was. I think a lot of fans come out of it like, damn, he's better.
Yeah, there were a lot of like, how will anybody stop the Nuggets in like a 7-game series takes out of this game?
Are you saying we're so back? Are we so back? Is that what you're saying?
So back.
Yeah. Because last week it was over. Hold on, Kel. Where are we at? Where are we at, Kel?
We're so back.
Oh my gosh.
So back.
We're so back.
I've never seen this
before. No, it's so good.
Is this new?
This is how we find out if we're back.
If we're back, the backometer's gone. We're so back.
We're so back. Did you see that?
My guy Sam Esfandiari posted this out on Twitter, and I think he was being tongue-in-cheek almost a little bit. He likes to do the NBA hipster thing, but I'm an NBA hipster myself, you guys. These are the two most entertaining teams. What does Bill Walton say? I used to always watch the Warriors, now I'm watching them. What did Larry Bird say? I used to always watch the Warriors, now I'm watching them. You put these two together, what do you get? Beautiful
basketball,
man. They always
play great games. They always play great games.
Honest, ethical hoops, man.
Man. It just doesn't get better. Ulysses Ventura, smoking triple-double packs. Smoking Draymond packs.
Wow.
Smoking all the packs.
Wow, his lungs.
R.I.P. Bozos. How we feeling, Jokic? Number 3 all-time triple-double record this season. Oh, yeah.
Well, he's gotten 3 straight. Dude, he's now 15 behind Magic Johnson in regular season triple-double.
It's a competition with him and Sabonis right now. They're both.
I would love if it actually was.
I think so. They've been getting them every single game now.
Jokic's not. It's 3 quarters. He's getting them in 3 quarters.
Yeah. Well, tonight's it was at like the 8-minute mark of the third quarter.
But if I'm Sabonis, I want this bad.
Well,
you're like, you're telling
he's
me
chasing
I can.
It for
that's
sure.
What I'm, I
he
would
for
be
sure
too.
Is.
I would be too.
I love it, man. I love
what
it.
What else do we got? CJ Jones. Is it just me, or does it seem like the Nuggets are capable to win by just deciding they are going to win?
It's the hashtag mukbang.
All the Nuggets are good.
I'm in on it. Mukbang. I was on the show.
Yeah, man. That was a freaking mukbang.
Oh, that was a mukbang for sure.
That was hardcore mukbang.
I need to get that out of my mind.
By the way, also, all the Nuggets are good. It's not just you. It's not just you. The Nuggets, to me, feel like the only team that do control their own destiny in that way.
Yes.
And look, we're homers on this one. I do think that if you ask Celtics fans, they would probably say the same thing.
Yeah.
There's some other fan bases that'll feel that way. But for me personally, I feel like the Nuggets' best is the best.
Yep.
They don't always have it. They're maybe one of the less consistent of the teams in that top tier, but their best is higher.
Strong agree, man. Strong agree. Everyone's on fire tonight, even the chat. The boy's dead again. Would have loved to see a Dikembe finger wag after Draymond tried to go WWE on Joker.
Yoke just kind of gave him a look and then just walked the other way.
I'm telling you.
It was a quick look.
It was the rage boiled inside him, and he quickly suppressed it. He didn't want to let it get too high. It was like, you know what?
He was like, I just got to get home and play World of Warcraft.
5-5-5-5-5-ish. Was Zeke coasting this entire year? KCP for first team all defense. All the Nuggets are good. Joker card plus Blue Arrow plus Curious Mike plus Silver Surfer plus Big Government plus... Oh, shoot. Who is this
Reggie.
One? Reggie. Plus wait, Brown wait. Town.
Church. Who's the? What is the church?
The church is KCP for Pope.
Oh, the Pope.
Thank you,
there you go.
Duh. Church for KCP. Reggie Glasses plus Brown Town plus Peyton Watson plus Piano Man is
made it in it. Hell yeah.
Sweet something.
We definitely have an emoji for
what is
Zeke
what is that? What are those emojis? I can't. They're too tiny.
Sweep something. What's the second one?
Sweep.
Sweep.
Chef.
Sweep.
Yeah, maybe. Sweep.
Yeah, sweep. Chef Curry. Right.
All right.
Sweep. Chef Curry. I think so. Yeah. Hieroglyphics. Maybe. We're
Sean
back, baby.
Sean Croson. MPJ's effort on defense and the board infuriates me. Well, if it helps, rewatch the last game. Great games against lottery teams and disappears against tougher team. That's fair. All right. That's fair.
Well, I mean, I love when you win a vibe,
three games
a vibes
win. All-star break. That's true.
When you win a vibes win, you know, funky music, everything else, someone's like, yeah.
That means that it really pissed him
it
off.
It really did piss him off. He was bad. He had a board.
He was really bad.
Gary Payton had that board on him tonight that made me want to, like,
it was terrible.
Cut him.
I will say, MPJ did just have two of his best rebounding games of the season, but all the same. Ethan Henschel, would love to hear your thoughts about the rotation to start the fourth quarter with Murray, Reggie, MPJ, AG, and Zeke.
We talked about it earlier on. It is a very interesting lineup, putting Zeke out there with Aaron Gordon. And then Michael Porter as well.
I do think the biggest reason Zeke was out there was because P-Watt wasn't giving it.
He wasn't good tonight. Yeah,
maybe his worst game since he entered the rotation permanently.
He just didn't have his regular punch tonight.
Right. Two in a row where he's been a little bit down, but you know what? Everybody else was up. So
yeah. And he's also, that's off a long stretch of him being up when a lot of guys were down.
I mean, normally that would be P-Watt, but like, you put Zeke in there and you, like, you aren't going to fall off the cliff maybe. Like, that could be big.
Matthew Crane, sending love and vibes from Chicago. All the Nuggets are good. Also, do you think the CHGO bar will play Nuggets games if I ask them nicely?
Probably not. Probably not.
If the Bulls are off, though, it's worth
a shot. Is that all of them? That's it. Hit that outro music. Fellas, man, it's been a good week here. It's been a good little run here of fun games and good winners' lounges. We get a day off tomorrow. What are you going to do with your day off, Dev? Sledding?
I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to be very happy.
Yeah?
I'm going to work.
What about you, Wid?
Maybe I'll go skiing.
Really? Do you ski?
No.
That's kind of sad. Never heard you.
I sled, though.
My guy. My guy over here.
You guys are so full of it. I'm probably not going to do much, man. This is all I have in my life.
I'm going to get a haircut. Kale, what do you got? I was going to say, Kale's the actual skier.
He's the actual skier, though.
Everybody, thanks for riding with us for the whole show. What a fun one. What a fun. If you were here at the bar, we appreciate you. What a fun night to be at the DNVR bar. We take the day off. Tuesday, there will be a Nuggets practice, so we'll get some intel. Well, I assume there'll be a practice. We'll get some intel from the arena, do a show for you. Then Wednesday, we're right back in the saddle. Who is it on Wednesday?
The Kings.
I like it. You know what? Little triple-double matchup. I'm with it. Everybody, hit that like button on the way out.
We all silly like the mayor.